And you know what a mama bird will do? She'll put herself at risk to save them babies. I was preaching for Brother Bill Goolsby one day, and out behind their building in Rome, Georgia, they had moved a bunch of sand, and it was a kind of just a sandy field, and there was a little scrub brush had grown up, and I was out there thinking and praying one day and walking along, and all of a sudden I heard a screech, and here come, now we called them killdees when we was growing up. Some people call them killdeers. I don't know what the correct term is, but here come a killdee running, and that thing ran, it ran almost close enough to me for me to grab it. It was so close, and it was chirping, making all kind of noise, screeching like it was hurt, and I didn't pay it any attention because I knew what was going on. I just kept on walking in the direction I was walking, and sure enough, you know what I came upon? I came upon a nest with some eggs in it. You know what she was doing? She was trying to lead me away and draw me away. You know what she really was doing? She was putting herself at risk to save those babies. I talked to my preacher, Brother Brown, on the phone today. I talked to him several times usually during the week, but you know, if any of you know my preacher, he's from Choctaw County, Mississippi, but he lives in Brown County, Indiana. And I figured out what he's trying to do. He's trying to recreate Choctaw, Mississippi in Brown County, Indiana. So how do you know that? Because if you go over there behind the church where he lives, he's got donkeys, he's got a horse. Now, the horse is our fault, that's ours. But he's got donkeys, three donkeys, he's got a horse, he used to have ducks, he's got coon dogs, he's got beagles, he must have, I don't know, 100 chickens out there. And you know, if you ever feel like nobody loves you, just show up over there right before feeding time. The donkeys will bray at you, the horse will whinny at you, the dogs will bark at you, the ducks used to quack at you, and the chickens will cluck at you and run to you. You feel like everybody in the world loves you. If you show up after feeding time, then one of them animals will pay you a bit of attention. But I go over there, and all these animals, and so we're talking about the animals one day, and he said, you know, something happened the other day I'd never had happen before. I said, what was that? He said, I was sitting in the kitchen, and I heard one of my hens making the awfulest sound and the awfulest noise, and he said, I wondered what was going on. I'd never heard a sound like that. So he said, I went out, and he said, when I walked down the porch, I looked up, first thing I saw was a hawk circling around. And he said that mother hen was out there in the yard, and she had pushed all of her little chicks up under a bush. And he said she is standing out in the yard clucking and making noise. And he said it is obvious what's going on. She is fixing to make her stand against that chicken hawk to save them babies.